Friday, Morning Edition listens in on StoryCorps, the oral history project that's touring the country. StoryCorps collects the stories of everyday people and archives them at the Library of Congress. Melva Hightower and her nephew Tyler live in Philadelphia. They interviewed each other in a StoryCorps booth in New York City.
What are the most important lessons that you've learned thus far in life? Granted, I know you're only 12.
Well, when I was younger, I was a lot heavier, so people would always make fun of me and call me fat, and I didn't understand why people would make somebody feel so bad about something like that. Just like if somebody was born with AIDS or was born with 7 fingers and 6 toes, you were born like that, and that's wrong for somebody to try and point that out and make you feel bad. People will say a lot of things about you. If you're too big, they'll call you fat and obese. If you're too tall, they'll call you a giant. If you're too short, they'll call you a midget. So even if people get on your nerves or they say mean things to you, eventually you will be on top if you be nice.
That's a pretty wise way to handle it.
All right, Melva, what's the saddest thing that ever happened in your whole entire life?
I lost a very good friend to AIDS.
How did he get AIDS? Was he born with them?
No. He contracted it through, I'm assuming, because I don't know for sure, a sexual encounter. He was somebody I'd grown up with, someone I had known since I was about 4 years old. And I spent many nights talking on the phone with him. He got me through my teen years. He had been in the hospital, and the night before I had a dream about him. And in my dream, he was telling me goodbye. So I called him the next day, and when his mother answered the phone, she told me he had died. So he told me in the dream, and I miss him so much because I always thought he would walk through life with me, and in a way he does because I have all those wonderful memories, and, you know, he fills up my heart every day.
Melva Hightower speaking to her nephew, Tyler. The StoryCorps mobile booths are in Charleston, West Virginia, and Minneapolis. To hear a piece from the most recent stop and to find out when StoryCorps is coming to your town, go to npr.org.